This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks. It's our bite-sized advice-based podcast and it's coming to your ears every Thursday. I'm Lou and I'm back in the driving seat today after being away for 2.5 weeks with my parents. What a luxury, except for the whole lack of childcare thing. Could not have foreseen, or maybe I could have, but even more so with hindsight, how on I was. I was there with mum and dad, but without Hades. And wow, even with incredibly helpful grandparents, it's hard when you're the only parent. So taking my hat off to all the solo parents out there. So I think actually Ray's going to be really happy to be at daycare today. Hades has dropped him off and apparently he was pretty happy to be there. His favourite educator was wearing Kar's earrings. Bless her soul. So hopefully happy days. Today I want to talk about making a chaotic work week that little bit more relaxing. This might be the every week for you, but for me at the moment, my schedule's all over the place. Ready or Not keeps humming, so I'm always working on that, and that takes between 8 to 15 hours a week, I'd say, at the moment. But when it comes to other freelance work, I'm a bit all over the show. Right now, I'm working on a podcast that's keeping me really busy, and that can mean up to 2 commutes to the city a week, or it has meant that in the past. So I'm basing today's tips and tricks all about making your chaotic work week as calm as possible based off what I did to prepare for that week. I'm also commuting to the city tomorrow, which is decent for me because I live about 1.5 hours away from the city. So it does add that extra layer. When I'm working from home, much easier, much smoother sailing, although still has its challenges because I do have Posey full time if I don't actually have to be somewhere. So let's go. Before we do anything here, I want you to grab a notepad, a pen, and make 3 lists. One is the week of, one is the day or night before, and one is the morning before. Here we're going to write down everything that's going to make our work smoother. So I'm hoping that you're doing this on a Saturday or a Sunday. I know, boring, annoying. You want to live your life. You want to enjoy your weekend, but this will help you do so that you're not thinking about a million things. So let's look at the week of. First things first, I'm prepping a grab and go breakfast for myself. I made the seeded loaf in the Village for Mama cookbook. So along with Village for Mama, some other favorite cookbooks of mine come from Maddie Truman, from Naomi Chrysalakis, from Cocoon. And also I love the Dressed Down Substack from Zoe. She's featured on the written series of How I Make Work Work. That's Ready or Not Substack. I'll link both that story and her brilliant Substack in the show notes. So looking at some great grab and go breakfasts, Maddie Truman's ebook has some really good options here that I've made as well. And it just makes the day that much smoother. In the morning, you just pop that in the oven. Good to go. Next thing I do on the week of is set reminders to pump so that I don't forget to build up my freezer stash. At the moment, Posey's doing well at taking a bottle of express breast milk. She doesn't want to know about formula, which is really frustrating for me because I'm happy to do a bit of mixed feeding, but she says no. So I have to remind myself and physically put those reminders in to build up my freezer stash. Otherwise, with 2 kids and a busy business, I forget. Next up is talk to your partner about who's doing what that week and do not assume a thing. Even if they know that you have a busy work week, they might have one too, and they might be finding it hard to think about anything outside of their week because that's what's stressing them. So talk. Do not assume who's doing the pickups, who's doing the drop-offs, where do you need extra care? For example, for tomorrow, Ray has to go to daycare for an extra day and Posey is having a babysitter from 9 to 3. Hayden's going to stay with her till 9 and get home for 3. All of those little things need nutting out. Do not assume a thing. Who's doing what with cooking? What's in the freezer that you could pull out for a busy night? Next up, check what work clothes might need a wash. If you're anything like me, you'll think, oh yeah, that's washed, I know it is. And then you'll realize that you're absolutely wrong. You've got the memory of a fish and it is in the bottom of your laundry basket and you wanted to wear it. It's the most annoying feeling ever. I feel like my outfits mean more to me now on a work day because it's so few and far between where I'm actually in an office. So I like putting effort in and it really upsets me. Dramatically. So when something's not washed that I want to wear, so plan that outfit as far in advance as you can. Also, prep as many dinners as possible. Say hello to the One Meal Two Ways Tits and Tricks episode that I will link in the show notes because I give you some ideas in there of how you can make one meal go two ways And on the whole work wardrobe thing, I also have a return to work wardrobe checklist. So I will actually link both of those in the show notes. Prepping as many dinners as possible will mean that you can actually enjoy being with your kids at that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock time at night when you've had a busy work day. And it just makes everything run better. I know it's boring and I know you know to do it, but sometimes we just need the reminder. On the day or the night before, lay out your work clothes and try them on to save on time and stress. So many outfits work in my head. I look like an absolute queen in my head. When I put them on, I look like a dunce at best. So please try them on. You don't want to feel like a hot mess. And yes, looks aren't everything, but we want to feel comfortable. We want to feel good. And if you're pumping, you need to know that that outfit actually practically works for pumping. Then I'll charge my Yuha Embody breast pump and assemble it so that it's ready to go the night before. I'll pack my milk storage bags. In this case, I also had to pack an iPhone microphone to film something at the Memo. That's an event that we're doing next Thursday, the 15th of August. It's called Careers Night, but for the mums. Check it out on our Instagram. It's going to be brilliant. I'll also put the booking link in the show notes. So I needed to pack that too. And if I didn't write that down on the list, I would have forgotten. Then I needed to make sure that my favorite leak-proof Mama Miller bra was washed and ready to wear. It's padded. It takes all the leaks. No nipples on show, which, by the way, if you want to show your nipples at work, all for it, but not for me in this case. And no leaks. It's totally leak proof, so I need that bra to be washed and ready to go. I washed my hair the night before because I wanted that one thing to be done. I charged my laptop overnight, kept the laptop bag right next to it so that it was ready to put in and it wasn't that mad chase for looking for my laptop bag in the morning. I packed all of the essentials in my work bag. That's Chewy, a pen, glasses cleaner, painkillers, deodorant, a notepad, whatever it is for you, write that down on your list. Pack the night before or the day before. And also I have to drive to work, so I made sure that my car was filled with petrol the night before. Please do this. It makes the morning that much easier. Never ever leave it to the morning if you can avoid it. Now, speaking of, let's go to the morning of. I woke up 2 hours before I had to leave because I just wanted to give myself time to not feel stressed. It also means that I got to enjoy like 20 slow minutes at the start, just moving around a quiet house on my own, which feels like a holiday, let's be real. I got straight in the shower, so that was done, and I can't recommend that enough. But then I put my pajamas back on. So that's to avoid any mess from little hands and also breastfeeding spews. Posey's quite a spewy baby, so that helps with that. Next thing I do is keep the toddler's breakfast super simple. Hayden's normally more hands on deck than I am on a morning that I have to commute because I have to go so early, but just keep it simple. Toast, whatever will work. Weet-Bix, simple as fuck. Next is dividing and conquering with your partner if you have one. Split your tasks up of who's doing what for the kids, for the house, and maybe even have that in the conversation that you'll have in the lead up to the week. Again, who's doing what? Go down to the nitty gritty. On that morning, I need you to be on dishes and laundry because I'm going to be running out the door and there's going to be wet clothes in the washing machine. Get specific. Talk, talk, talk. Two more here. If you are pumping, make sure you schedule in your pumping time to your working day. Nothing worse than feeling stressed and like you're being pulled in a million directions when you already feel that way as a mum. Block it in so that you don't have meetings that pop up. And then lastly, set an alarm to get your expressed milk out of the work freezer. If you go to your office quite a bit, won't matter as much. For me, I had a few weeks where I left some frozen milk in there and that was just a little bit annoying. It would have been devastating had I not already built up a stash, but it was more funny in this context because it's a mostly male-driven office and a lot of them stumbled upon my breast milk. I hope they tasted it. Would have tasted brilliant. I actually have to jump in with one more tip here, very unhinged plot twist. This will ultimately depend on your kids' ages, but if you've got a busy weekend where there's either kids' parties or some sort of adult events. Wow, that sounds like some sort of sex party, which, you know, if you're heading to, good for you. But back to what I'm trying to tell you, which is that if I do have quite a busy weekend with either family, friend, or kids priorities, I pull it back to just one thing per day. I know this might be hard if you have older kids than I do and they know about the birthday parties that they have on and there's two that day or there's gymnastics or something. But if you have an incredibly busy work week, sometimes you need to pull back. So maybe that's limiting to just one activity on a Saturday morning just for that week. Maybe it's the grandparents, uncle or aunt taking your kid to an activity or a birthday party or similar. Maybe it's collabing with a friend. You drop to this gymnastics, I'll do next week. Whatever it is, reduce that weekend schedule as much as you can so that you can have that nice, quiet family time. Because I think that is something that can feel really stressful when everything is busy. It's, I am not getting any time with my kids because they're busy and I'm busy. Pull it right back to reduce stress and double up on that lovely family time. And that is it from me. Make sure you write that list, put everything on it, even if it looks stupid or ridiculous. Let's make our work weeks run that little bit smoother. Have a great day and give yourself a pat on the back.